Editorial note. It is with profound apologies that I append the following excerpt, but feel that some wider perspective on the tactical situation than Kane's typically self-centered one may prove of interest. I just wish I'd been able to find something a little more readable. If you find the prose style, or more accurately, lack of one, as painful as I do, feel free to skip it. Extracted from Like a Phoenix from the Flames, The Founding of the 597th, by General Jennet Sulla, retired, 097 M42.
The green tide broke against the bulwark of our defences as surely as an ocean wave against a harbour wall. For such we were, protecting the little islet of civilization at our backs from the monstrous sea of barbarity which threatened to wash it clean. To the pride of all, it was us, 3rd Platoon, 2nd Company, which had been given the all-important task of holding a hastily constructed redoubt at the very centre of our forward line. And not a woman or man of us shirked that responsibility. Crouched below the parapet of the rampart of ice, I scanned my tactical data slate, heedless of the bolter shells bursting against it to shower me with a refreshing powdering of frozen dust, noting with satisfaction the disposition of the squads under my command. As I'd come to expect, all were positioned with perfect precision, and I permitted myself a moment of pride in the level of battle readiness they showed. "Here they come!" someone shouted, a voice shaded to my great satisfaction by exultation rather than fear, and a quick glance over the frozen rampart confirmed it. A horde of orcs was running towards us, yelling in their barbarous tongue, and I gave the order to hold fire. On they came, trampling the corpses of the dead we'd already left strewn across the virginal ice fields, kicking up powdered snow as they came, so that it seemed as if the front ranks were wading waist-deep in mist. Like the wave that had assaulted us before, they seemed scrawny specimens, quite unlike the heavily muscled monstrosities which Commissar Kane had so resourcefully defeated after our shuttle was grounded. But they died no less easily, as I divined, when they came within close range of our lasguns.
1. Almost certainly the weaker subspecies known as Gretchen, a distinction Kane was well aware of, as his earlier remark makes clear.
"Fire!" I ordered, and a devastating wave of las bolts tore into the front ranks. Dozens fell, and more behind them as the casualties tripped those who followed after. Forthwith, the emplaced las cannons and multi-lasers we'd carefully sighted finished the job, putting out a withering crossfire which ripped them to pieces. After a moment of indecision, the survivors broke and fled in all directions, leaving a few more normal-sized specimens who seemed to have been directing them cruelly exposed to our sight and firepower. And this was to prove their death warrant, as they were summarily cut down by a second barrage. Like shooting rats in a box, the young corporal next to me remarked. I reproved her, but could scarce keep the satisfaction from my own voice. "I doubt they'll give up that easily," I said. And of course, I was right. The frontal attack, as I had half suspected, was a diversion, and the roar of engines heralded a flank attack by a squadron of curious vehicles which resembled motorcycles with tracks replacing the rear wheels. Heavy weapons, bolters, I assumed, were slung from them on outriggers, and opened up with a roar which almost drowned the noise of their engines. "Fire at will!" I ordered, and the snow around them erupted with the concentrated firepower of our doughty host. "Death to the enemies of the Emperor!" I must confess, my heart swelled at the answering cheers of the heroes under my command, and the conviction of our inevitable victory buoyed my spirits to such an extent that, despite our peril, a smile forced its way onto my face.